your appreciation as you do so in the language of the Holy Ghost. Do it right now in faith, giving glory unto him. Father, thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant, our prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Let us listen to the following documented testimonies, and we shall be the next to testify in the name of Jesus. Number one, miracle job via kingdom advancement endeavors. In 2020, during the lockdown, I had no job, so I decided to engage in soul winning. Our house was open as a viewing center for all the services, and God drafted souls in. Hallelujah. During the 21-day prayer and fasting in 2021, I prayed for a job and asked God for a six-digit salary. Before the spiritual exercise was over, I was called for an interview that I had applied for since February 2020. I went for it, and among tons of people, I was selected, and my salary was a five-digit salary. Let's celebrate God. A month into the job, someone sent me a job advert by a UK-based company that has a branch in Nigeria. And I applied. The following week, I got the job, and my salary is two times my previous salary. Let's celebrate God. 2 months into the job, my boss called me from the UK, and while he commended my job, he told me that I've been promoted. Now, my salary has increased to six digits. Let's celebrate God. This is apart from other benefits I am entitled to. To God alone be all the glory. Florence Egbediwe is a testifier. Let's celebrate God one more time. Number two, dead raised to life. My wife was scheduled to deliver our baby through cesarean section, CS, and thereafter, hernia repair surgery. The CS was successful, but after the hernia surgery, my wife bled uncontrollably to death. I keyed into the word of God in Isaiah 65, 20-22, that my wife will not plan for another to eat, and she will not build for another to inhabit. I also called on the God of Bishop David Oyedepo for his intervention. After 7.5 hours, the zonal pastor of Living Faith Church came with some kingdom armories, the mantle, communion, and the bishop's picture, which he placed on my wife's head. He placed the mantle on her stomach where she was operated, and also anointed every part of her body. Then he gave me the communion on her behalf and said that because my wife and I are one, it will work on her body as well. Thereafter, we engaged in high praise for 7 hours and 30 minutes. Lo and behold, my wife, who was dead for 7 hours and 30 minutes, came back to life in the midst of that prayer session. Celebrate that baby with a big clap of him. We give God all the glory for all he did for us. The testifier, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? As we rise to our feet, begin to magnify the Lord for his awesome wonders in our midst. Celebrate God.
Lift up your two hands and let's celebrate him for those awesome testimonies of the raw acts of God. Give him thanks and praise. Magnify and celebrate him. There is no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Give him thanks for answered prayers this morning also. Give him praise for answered prayers this morning. Magnify and adore his name in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Praising God, high praises for 7.5 hours. All that put together is about 14 hours. The dead came back to life. Amen. There is power in thanksgiving, praise, and worship. It invokes divine intervention. It brings God into the scene. And the Lord steps in, and the earth trembles. He said, the Lord in it, let the earth tremble. Every time God steps in, our troubles tremble and turns into testimony. In the name of Jesus, the last battle you lost is the last you will ever lose. Let me hear your loudest amen. The last battle you lost is the last you will ever lose. Now, make personalize it. The last battle I lost is the last I will ever lose. The last battle I lost is the last I will ever lose. I know how to bring God in through high praises, a heart of gratitude, addiction to thanksgiving. And when God steps in, my troubles must tremble and clear of the way. The last battle I lost is the last I will ever lose. The last battle I lost is the last I will ever lose. The last battle I lost is the last I will ever lose. Thank you, Jesus. Now lift up your two hands and ask him to speak to you this morning. He started already. Now speak to me, Jesus. I want to hear from you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The Lord sent a word into Jacob and it turned him to a nation. Now in the name of Jesus, I pray for a raw encounter for everyone in this service this morning. Wherever you are connected with, now, grace to access your own world this morning that will change your level. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Lord, thank you again for those awesome wonders. They are your doings. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. Turn your concerns to thanksgiving. And God will turn them into testimonies. Can I have you say with me, as I turn my concerns to testimonies, I've committed God to turn them to testimonies. As I turn my concerns to thanksgiving, I have committed God to turn them to testimonies. One more time, as I turn my concerns to thanksgiving, I've committed God to turn them into testimonies. As I turn my concerns to thanksgiving, I have committed God to turn them into testimonies. As I turn my concerns to thanksgiving, I have committed God to turn them into testimonies. We can even stop there if you believe in what you have said. In everything, give thanks. Well, that is the will of God in Christ concerning you. And after you have done the will of God, you have need for patience so you can receive the promise. So, I mean, the will of God is in everything, give thanks. Even when it appears unthanksworthy, give him thanks. Even when the fig tree shall not blossom and there shall not be fruit in the vine, give him thanks. Then he will step in and make your feet like hen's feet and get you up upon your high places. Thanksgiving is a mystery that engenders a turnaround for those who will engage with it from their heart. For these people draw near me with their mouth, says the Lord, and with their tongue do they honor me, but their heart is far from me. If you will lay to heart to give glory to his name, you never see shame. So, the end has come to every form of shame and reproach in your life. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. We have here the example of Jehoshaphat, besieged by three kings. Each of those three kings was stronger than Judah. So Judah was meant to be wiped out, to be overrun and routed. So he called for prayer and fasting, and all of Judah came together with their children and everybody and fasted and prayed. And he said, hey, Lord, we have no power or might against this great company that's risen against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. He said, sure. Your eyes are on me. Turn me on. How? You shall not need to fight in this battle. Verse 17. Set yourself. Stand still in praise. And what the salvation of the Lord your God with you. Amen. He said, when God said, set yourself, stand ye still, it means praise me. As we appointed singers, and as they began to sing and to praise, God stepped in and took over their battles. As you turn your concern into thanksgiving, you have committed God to step in and turn it into a testimony. And so, as they began to sing and to praise, God stepped in. Set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. How? For the children of Moab, Amnon and Moab, stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Judah never shot an arrow. The last battle you lost is the last you will ever lose. Now you know what to do. Go and do it. Turn your bugging issues into thanksgiving. Let your thanksgiving come from the heart, not from the tip of your tongue. And you have committed God to turn them into testimonies. But how? In Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praise to his name is the Most High God, to speak of his love and kindness in the morning, his faithfulness every night. Then my horn, as a result, shall thou exalt like a horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Verse 11, then my eyes shall see my desire upon my enemies. And my eyes shall hear my desire upon the wicked that risen up against me. Now, so thanksgiving silences our enemies, brings them down to the ground. As we invoke divine intervention, by invoking divine presence, our enemies are silenced. The book of Psalm chapter 8 and verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of the enemies, that thou mightest silence the enemy and the avenger. Now, Jesus referenced that scripture in Matthew 21, verse 16. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Perfected praise. Perfect praise. Praise that emanates from a heart of gratitude. Gratitude resulting into joy. Joy resulting into praise. God silences our enemies. And how did he do that? He chased, he made, whips, and whipped away everything by and selling the temple. And that was interpreted by healing all the sick that came to him. So when you are in praise, you invoke divine presence, it gets, the wrath of God is vented on your enemies to set you free. That's the way it works. God silences our enemies through the mystery of perfect praise. And what makes it perfect? Is that it's coming from the heart. Amen. Psalm 149 and verse 5. The word says, 5-9. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Now, let the high priest of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. He said, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor applies to all the saints. That is, every believer can invoke it. Every believer can invoke vengeance in the camp of the enemy through high praises. That's how God silences our enemies, to give us our victory that we desire. Stand to your feet. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Turn your concerns to thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. The concerns over your health, turn them to thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. The concerns over your home, turn them into thanksgiving, and your God will turn them into testimonies. The concerns over your business and the work of your hand, turn them into testimonies, and God, your God, will turn them to thanksgiving, and your God will turn them into testimonies. Lift up your two hands, and whatever represents a concern around your life, thank God for turning them to testimonies. Thank God for turning them into 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 testimonies. Thank God for turning those concerns into testimonies. Thank God. Do that in the spirit. Do that with your understanding. Do it with assurance of faith. God is turning my concerns into testimonies. God, my God, is turning my concerns into testimonies. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning the concerns over my health into testimonies, the concern over my children's health into testimonies, the concern over my business into testimonies, the concerns over my spiritual life into testimonies. Come on now, thank God for it. Celebrate him. Glory to God. Now let's praise him. Few minutes. Demonstrate that you understand that mystery as you celebrate God in a dance. So let them praise him in the dance. Come on now. To execute vengeance upon the people, upon the heathen, and punishment upon the people. To execute the judgment written. Whatever is contrary to what is written concerning you, God will level them out. Come on now, let's praise him.
We are saying thank you. Ha, Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say
thank you.
Thank you. thank you, thank you.
We are saying thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
I am saying thank you.
I am saying
I am, I am, I am, I am.
With your mantle.
Yes.
I am saying thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, I have come to say,
thank you.
I have come to say,
thank you.
All I have to say,
thank you, Lord.
Hey, I have come to say,
thank you.
For protection,
thank you.
All I have to say,
thank you, Lord.
I have come to say,
thank you.
I have come to say,
thank you.
For turn around,
thank you,
yes.
Lord.
I have come to say,
thank you.
I have come to say,
thank you. All I have to say, thank you.
Oh, I'm saying thank you,
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 thank you, Lord.
Hey, oh Lord, we praise you.
Oh Lord,
yes,
sir.
Oh Lord, we praise you.
Oh Lord, we
celebrate
you.
Oh Lord, we thank you.
Exalt,
we exalt your name.
We exalt your name.
We exalt your name, Jesus.
We exalt
your name is strong and mighty.
We exalt your name.
Your name is full of wonder.
We exalt your name.
Your name is full of testimony.
We exalt your name.
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 Let your name be praised. Wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord,
yes,
you're a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
You're a wonder working, wonder working, wonder working, wonder working God.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
Wonder working, wonder working, wonder working, wonder working God.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
You are full of wonders. You are full of miracles.
Oh Lord, you're
yes.
A wonderful God, amen.
You give turn around, you give turn around. You're a wonderful God.
Oh Lord, you're
yes.
A wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
We sing, oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you're a wonderful God, amen.
Jesus, we lift up your name.
With a heart full of praise.
Be exalted, Jesus.
Be exalted, O Lord our God.
Hosanna. Oh, Jesus, we lift up your name.
Jesus, we lift up
yes.
Your name.
With a heart full of praise.
With a heart full of praise.
Be exalted.
Be exalted, O Lord our God.
Hosanna.
Hosanna in
your
heart.
Somebody sing Hosanna.
Hosanna,
Hosanna. Give him praise, Hosanna.
Hosanna
yes, sir. With your mantle,
Hosanna,
with your mantle,
Hosanna,
give you praise, Hosanna.
Hosanna
with your mantle, we lift up your name.
Jesus, we lift up your name.
With a heart full of praise.
With a heart full of praise.
Be exalted, Jesus.
Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in your heart.
Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna. Give you praise, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Celebrate, Hosanna.
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. With your mantle, come on. Hosanna.
Jesus,
we lift up.
Your name.
With a heart full of praise.
With a heart full of praise.
He exalted thee.
He exalted oh Lord.
Hosanna in the
heart.
lift your hand to heaven, everybody, and let's give glory unto God. Let's appreciate him from the depth of our hearts. Give him the praise that is due unto him, because the matters of your life are turned to testimonies already. Will you give him the praise? Will you give him the glory? Will you give him the honor? Will you give him the adoration? Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. And you are worthy of all the honor. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Every matter and issue of your life is already turned to testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. You are going to make your declarations in thanksgiving concerning the day. I thank you because this day is opening up for me. I thank you because this day is a day of testimonies. I thank you. Begin to make your declarations with the voice of thanksgiving. With the voice of thanksgiving. With the voice of thanksgiving. Make it with the voice of thanksgiving. Thank you for loading this day with benefits. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. All that you have declared shall be your portion today. This day will deliver to you the benefits within it. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's not forget, we have our World Explorers Forum for the youth taking place this Thursday. So all youth, please ensure that you prepare to be a part of it. It's taking place across our various locations. Please take advantage. No one youth should be absent. It will be a glorious time in God's presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we explore the world together, each one of us shall become a wonder to our world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.